Welcome everyone. Pakikawain na lang yung katabi mo. Masaya ako't nandito ka. Ayan. Okay. In talk number one, the big message is receive His mercy. And God calls you to repent. Diba? May pag-asa pa. Pakisabi mo sa katabi, may pag-asa ka pa. Amen. Amen. Marami sa atin, walang pwedeng makapagsabi sa atin ngayon na wala sino man sa atin pwede makapagsabi na wala akong kasalanan. Tama? Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Minsan sa buhay niya nagkasala na yan. Minsan. Di ba? Hindi ko sinabing madalas. Minsan sa buhay niya. God calls us to repent. And then when we repent and we want to change our life, because once you know God in your life, God will make a new heart for you and brings you to the new life. And that new life, you need to have an inspiring life. So, yung talk number two, God is telling us to live an inspiring life. Can we all repeat that? Live an inspiring life. Para gawin natin, kasi ang title ng talk number two is Eat Locust. Diba? Eat Locust yung title. Asan na ba yan? Wala pa. Ayan, may konting delay. Nawala ang ating sa projector. Eat Locust. Alam niyo ba yung locust? Di ba, lately, mayroong mga balita na, di ba, maraming mga tipaklong. Pero, nakakain na ba kayo ng tipaklong? May mga probinsya kasi na kinakain yun eh. Kung hindi man tipaklong sa Lagubang, di ba, may mga kumakain na sa Lagubang eh. Inaano lang yun, sinasangag, minsan may naadobo pa eh. Di ba? Ganyan. Pero alam mo, yung locust kasi dito, hindi yan talaga yung tipaklong. It's just a form of seed na nakikita lang nung mga time na yon na kinakain nila sa eat locust. Ngayon, ang tanong kasi kanina sa talk number one, anong ginawa ni Jesus during the time ng 30 years, first 30 years of his life? What did Jesus do for the 3 decades in Nazareth? Di ba? So, we have to understand that during the time of Jesus, nung maliit pa siya, walang writer na sumusunod sa kanya because Jesus was a nobody. Di ba? Hindi naman siya kilala eh. Bakit mo kailangang sundan? At saka kung titignan natin, we have only 4 books. Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. For example, merong 5th, ikalima. Sabi na natin si St. Thomas. Ang title ng book niya is The Infancy of Jesus. Can you imagine the book? Let's imagine that it exists. Na meron siya talaga. Tapos, ang nakasulat doon, kunyari nasa misa, kunyari isinama talaga ng simbahan yun. Okay, the gospel for the day is from the book of Thomas, chapter 1, verse 5. Sabi na ganun. In the street, a boy bumped Jesus. And Jesus cursed him, and the boy died. The gospel of the Lord. Can you imagine that? Kasi may power naman si Jesus eh, di ba? Can you imagine that? O kaya, meron pang sumunod, chapter 2, nagalit yung mga magulang. Siyempre, bakit namatay yung anak nila? Tapos, sinugod sila Joseph at saka sila Mary. Nagalit niya, yung anak ko namatay lang sa anak mo. Tapos, biglang inaaway na yung magulang, nakita ni Jesus, kinurse niya yung magulang noon. No? And the parents, binasa ulit, o nagsimba kayo, tapos yung binasa. And the gospel for today is from the book of Thomas, chapter 2, di ba? The mother of the boy died. The gospel of the Lord. Di ba, can you imagine that? Na maybe there's a reason why the church, or maybe, we don't know. We don't know that there's a book about the infancy of Jesus. Maybe it's not true or maybe it's true. Kung sakali mang meron, is it true? Maaring hindi natin alam. Is it relevant for us to know during the time na lumalaki si Jesus? Not much. There's no bearing for us kung paano lumaki si Jesus. And that's maybe that's the reason why the church did not include. Kasi minsan maguguluhan tayo. Maguguluhan tayo. Now, but this is what we knew from the book of all the gospel that we are sure of. Jesus lived a quiet life during the 30 years of his life. Hindi siya nag-start mag-serve the ministry not until the age of 30. Siyempre, kung karpentero ang tatay mo, we assume that he become a carpenter. Di ba? A craftsman, an entrepreneur, whatever it is. But he didn't preach. He didn't perform healing. He didn't cast out any demons. For 30 long years, walang nakakalam, walang book. Meaning, following God means following Him even outside the church. From Monday to Sunday, all the nitty-gritty of your life, that is following God. Hindi lang yung tipong pag nasa feast lang tayo, mabait tayo, tingnan mo ulit yung katabi. Gaan, kaibigan mo ba yan? Gaano mo siya kakilala paglabas ng feast? Di ba? Kasi yun yung ano eh, sinasabi ng Diyos that your life is not only when you are praising me. Your life is not only when you pray for me. Your life is from Monday to Sunday, 24 hours a day. That is your life. And when you said, follow me, I'm following Jesus, you offer your 24/7 of your life. It's not only when you pray. Diba? Marami sa atin pumunta sa feast, in-invite. Ano ba itong pinutahan natin? May pataas-taas pa ng kamay. Diba? Ganun yung una kong impression when I was invited here at the feast. 12 years, I think 15 years ago when I joined my first feast in Camp Aguinaldo. Sabi ko, ano ba naman ito? Mga parang weirdo. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung tinataas sila ng kamay. But in the process, I realized when you worship God, you don't care about people around you. Because you focus only to God. Amen? So, we should follow more God after feast. Kasi dito, napipilitan ka mag-pray. Dito, mapipilitan ka mag-praise. Dito, mapipilitan ka makinig. So, mga kabataan dyan, paglabas ng feast, may magulang kayo, makinig kayo. Di ba? Hindi kayo ipinanganak ng basta-basta na lang. So, your life, you're following God even more. Outside the church and outside the feast. Amen? Kasi kailangan natin yan. Why? Ask me why. Because the world is full of temptation. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Yes. The world is full of temptation. The world is broken. Marami dyan sa atin, minsan pag may problema ka, pakinggan mo, tara, inom na lang natin yan. Nasolusyonan ba problema nyo? Hindi. Napagastos ka pa, sumakit pa ulo mo, sumuka ka pa. Di ba? Ang daming problema. So, live an inspiring life. Can you tell the person beside you, live an inspiring life? Amen. So, we will use the same chapter that they read in talk number one. So, hihimay-himayin natin yan. Hindi ko na uulitin kasi medyo mahaba siya. Okay? So, now, when John the Baptist called people to repent, actually thousands replied. Thousands respond. But when the Pharisees called people to respond, there's only few people. Why? Ask me why. Because the Pharisees, just like what Brother Choi said, uses guilt and shame. So, ang madalas yung sinasabi niya, pag hindi ka nagbago, sa impyerno ang punta mo. Pag hindi ka nagbago, masisira ang buhay mo. Pag hindi ka nagbago, ang dami nilang ginagamit para sumama loob mo dahil lang sa mga kasalanan na binanggit, na nakita nila sa'yo. But John the Baptist is different. John the Baptist used mercy and hope. Mercy and hope. Kumbaga sa ano, si John the Baptist, authentic. Authenticity ang pinapakita niya, hindi plastic. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Hindi siya yon. Kumbaga sa ano, may kilala pa kayong tao, yung tipong doble cara, yung laging nasa simbahan, siya pa ang reader, siya pa minsan ang tagaayos ng altar, siya pa rin yung lay minister, lahat ginawa na niya sa simbahan. Pero pag uwi ng bahay, naririnig mo, sumisigaw, pinapagalitan ng mga apo, kilalang chismosa. Alam mo yun? doble kara ang buhay. Maraming ganyan. Authenticity. Ibig sabihin, yung buhay mo sa simbahan, kung ano ka sa simbahan, yun ka dapat sa buong buhay mo. And John the Baptist is very authentic and was inspiring. Inspiring yun. In chapter 3, verse 4, John's clothes were woven from the coarse camel hair, and he wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locust and wild honey. So locust doon, hindi po yung tipaklong, yung seed yon, seed. So, John focused on his mission. His mission is to save people, calling people to repent. He didn't think too much about his personal appearance. Alam mo, naalala ko nung, naalala niya yung old videos pa ni Bo, lahat sila naka-Amerikana. Diba? Kasi may mga comment noon na bakit ganun, hindi presentable ang mga preacher ng feast. Nakatanggap din ako noon. Dati, when we started preaching 2014, kami noon nakabarong pa. Nakabarong pa ako noon. Kasi ang topic namin doon is yung Filipino culture. So, kailangan nakabarong ako noon. Mukha ka, kulang na nga lang talaga salamin eh. Oh. Panonoodin nila ako eh. Tapos sabi ko, parang hindi ako komportable mag-preach. Honestly. So sabi ko, and then all of a sudden, it's good to know that the preachers in the Philippines started to change. So nag-start na sila na maging komportable. Tapos ginaya ko na lang din. Tapos all of a sudden, nakatanggap ako ng comment. Hindi daw presentable ang preacher ng Feast Dubai. Kailangan daw naka-Americana. Sabi ko, ano ba naman to? Hindi ko alam. Ano ba ang iniisip? Ano bang kailangan niyang tanggapin? Ang word of the Lord o yung ano imahe ko? So sabi ko, sometimes there are comments that you need to just simply ignore because you know what's benefit for everyone. So, yun ang nangyari. So, si John the Baptist, he doesn't care about how he looks. But the Pharisees cares about how they look in people. And that's the reason why there are only few people respond. In other verse of Matthew, Jesus called them the hypocrites. Yun ang tawag sa kanila. Kaya pag sinabi ka, pag tinawagan ka, ipokrito ka talaga. Diba? Pag naririnig natin, pag nag-aaway ka, ipokrito ka talaga. Ibig sabihin nung plastic ka. Hindi totoo ang pinapakita mo sa akin at hindi totoo yung pinapakita mo pag wala ako sa harapan mo. Yun. Everything they do is for a show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes, scriptures verses inside, and they wear robes with extra long tassel. Ito yun. Pakishow nga natin yung next image. Yung tawag doon is, ano, yan yun. Can you go back to the previous? Yan, ang tawag, philorectitis or tefillin. So, itong itsura niya, next. Yan yung sinusuot ng mga Pharisees. Panlabas lang na anyo ang sinusuot nila. So, meron sa atin dito, as an OFW, alam mo, minsan, typical yan, we encourage everyone that you need to live your life according to your salary. Diba, minsan sa atin, parang mas importante ang bag pag naglalakad. Kasi they need to feel mayaman, to feel rich. Pero pag uwi ng bahay, hindi makakain ng maayos. Yung iba, nagdidildil ng kung ano-ano para lang makabili ng LV. Diba? Ano ba yung LV? Lumang bag. Louis Vuitton. So, yung iba talagang naghihirap, nagpapakahirap para makaipon, para lang makabili ng isang bagay na they are impressing people that they don't even don't like. Diba? Papa-impress ka sa tao pero hindi mo naman sila gusto. So, anong magagawa nun? Naalala ko lang tulong isang kwento ng isang preacher, sabi niya, bibili ka ng bag, mag-metro ka naman lang. Diba? Hindi ka naman makapag-taxi. Ang ganda-ganda nga ng bag mo, hindi ka naman makapag-taxi, mag-metro ka lang, magbabas ka pa. So, it's not eco. So, parang gusto mong mapa-impress. Ganun ang nangyayari sa mga Pharisees. Ganun ang ginagawa nila. Yan ang sinusuot nila, nilalagay nila yan sa noo nila at saka doon sa kanang kamay. Tapos may bit-bit pa silang Biblia. So, yan yung next, yan yung ano. Tapos sa loob niyan, paki-next slide. Merong apat na scripture na nakasulat sa loob. Isipin mo yan. Because it just a reminder for them that they need to show their love to God. It's just a symbol. But there's a four scriptures written in the small papers. Yun. Ang ginaga, one of them is, they call it Shema. It's a morning and evening prayer. So, etong nakasulat nun from Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Isa yung nakasulat dun sa box na yon. So it's a reminder. Show them the next picture. So yan, naka-ano yan sa ulo nila, yung isang box. Tapos yung isa is nandoon sa kamay nila. Nakapulupot. So in continue 11 and 18 in Deuteronomy. So commit yourself wholeheartedly to these words of mine, tie them to your hands, and wear them to your forehead as reminders. So literal nilang ginagawa from the Old Testament. That's the reason why our Catholic religion has been lambasted by other denomination. We've been criticized by all our symbols and reminders. Actually, symbols and reminders lang yan. So, for example, sino dito may mga picture ng mga mahal nila sa buhay? Di ba? Malayo tayo sa pamilya natin para maalala mo kung anong mga itsura nila. We kept the pictures of our family, of our loved ones. Correct? Sinasamba ba natin sila? No. We didn't worship them. It's just a reminder for us why we need to sacrifice here abroad. It's a reminder for us kung bakit gaano ka man kahirap, gusto mong ipagpatuloy yung laban ng buhay. Tama? It's a reminder. And that's the truth behind all our symbols and rituals. It's just a reminder for us that we need to show our love to Him. Reminder lang po yan. Hindi po natin sinasamba. Yung isang picture, yung tassel. Can we all show that one? Next picture. Yan. Ginamit din nila yan. Yan yung hawak-hawak nila. In Deuteronomy 11 verse 18. Throughout the generations to come, you must make tassels for the hems for your clothing and attach them to your blue cord. Ayan, sinasabi. When you see the tassel, you will remember and obey all the commands of the Lord instead of following your own desire and defiling yourselves as you are prone to do. So, ito yung ginagamit natin to remind us that we need to love God. We are not, kung meron man sa atin na, for example, yung mga, we have santo. It's just a reminder for us that we are creating an image about God. A reminder only, hindi po natin sinasamba yung mga santo. So we have to be clear on that. If you want to defend your Catholic faith, you need to understand that all of these are just reminders, symbols, and rituals. So bakit ko kailangan i-explain ito sa inyo, sa ating lahat? Eh hindi naman kayo Hudyo, hindi ako Hudyo. But we need to understand, Jesus was a Jew. Hudyo po si Jesus. As Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and all of the disciples of God, they are all Jews. So in order for us to understand the New Testament, we need to understand the Old Testament as well. Okay? The problem is not on the ritual, it's not on the symbol, but it's on the motives behind that ritual. Yung motibo mo, kung bakit mo sinusuot yung rosario, kung bakit mo sinusuot yung malalaking scapular, is it for a show? Tulad na sinabi nga ni Jesus, everything they do is for a show. So, kaya nga dun sa mga Pharisees, mas malaki daw yung tassel, mas holy daw sila. Kaya ganun ang ginagawa nila. So we need to be careful on that. Can we make the same mistake? Brothers and sisters, can we make the same mistakes? Of course. It's actually happening even today. Meron sa atin. Sino dito yung mga may malalaking rosario? Yung nasa kainan? Yung malaking-malaking rosaryo, di ba? Makikita natin yan eh. Tapos yung mga malalaking scapular sa katawan natin. Meron pa nga akong naalala ko yung kaklase ko nung high school. Ayaw ko talagang bumalik doon. Kasi meron silang mga life-size na santo. Nandun sa may hagdanan. Pagpasok mo pa lang ng bahay nila, yun ang bubungad sa'yo. Hindi ko alam kung talagang buhay na buhay sila. Kasi yung mga mata nila ang gaganda eh. Yung parang mata na talaga ng tao. Sabi nila, dito tayo mag-overnight. Gawa natin yung project natin. Lahat kami, umayaw kami lahat. Walang gustong matulog doon. Kasi lahat kami, akala namin, lahat sila nakatingin sa amin. Alam mo yun? So, ganun ang nangyari. O kaya doon sa mga, tulad na sinabi ko kanina, it's always the problem is the motive of a person. Wala tayong problema sa mga ritual, wala tayong problema sa mga kultura natin. Like good for example, yung sa every January, yung sa ating Nazareno, wala tayong problema because that is a call for us to be reminded that we should love God. We should love people the way God loves His children. Diba? Ang problema, yung motibo ng ibang tao, after nila sumama, babalik sila sa dati nilang buhay. O kaya yung mga nagpipinitensya, magugulat ka na lang, pipinitensya, lagi number one sa listahan. Pagbalik niya, lasinggero naman. Pagbalik niya, babalik na naman siya sa kabit niya. Alam mo yon yung motibo kung bakit, is it just for a show or is it really for you to change your life? Yun yung sinasabi na we need to walk the talk. There's a danger for each and even us as a preacher. There's a danger for us na baka hindi namin pag nagkasala kami, people would probably hate us and not to attend the feast just because we commit mistakes. There's a pressure to each and every one of us. Kaya mahirap 'tong ginagawa rin namin. Kaya we need to be careful on that. Kaya minsan naalala ko isang sitwasyon, sabi niya, kinamusta siya, how are you? Sabi, sumagot niya, I'm fine because today is the day that the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118 verse 14. Can you imagine that? Yung alam mo yon na lagi nating ginagamit yung scriptures just to say that you become a holy person. No, we have to be careful on that. Kasi naalala niyo yung kanta na Banal na Aso? Parang hindi, babata ng mga tao rito. Baka naisipin niyo, ano yung kanta na yun? Pero sa mga nakakaalam, di ba? Alam niyo yung kanta na yun? Gaharap ko sa jeep ang isang ale, di ba? Nagro-rosaryo, matay nakapikit. Pumara sa may kumbento, sa babaan lang po, sabi ng tsuper. Sabi ng may nanguhuli, mura pa rin ng mura ang ale, di ba? Ibig sabihin nun, nagdadasal siya during the trip, pero nung sinabi nung driver, may nanguhuli po dyan, pinipilit niyang bumaba, pero nagmumura na siya. So, ano yung sunod nun? Banal na aso, santong kabayo, natatawa ako, hi-hi-hi-hi. Kakaiba yung kanta nun, no? Sa mga millennials, baka hindi niya na alam yan. Alam niyo ako, ang prinsipyo ko sa buhay, mas tanggap ko ang isang taong mabait kaysa sa isang taong magaling sa Biblia pero hindi nagre-reflect yung buhay niya doon sa Biblia na yon. Marami sa atin na sinasabi, bro, itong kailangan mo sa gantong chapter, itong basahin mo, ganyan, 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 ganyan. This is the truth. And sometimes the truth is uncomfortable. Alam mo yun, mas gugustuhin ko pa na yung isang taong walang alam sa Biblia, pero makikita mo si Jesus sa buhay niya. Maraming taong tinutulungan, maraming taong sinasaklolohan, mahal na mahal niya yung pamilya niya, wala siyang bahid ng kahit anong kasalanan, mahal na mahal niya yung asawa niya, mahal na mahal niya yung mga anak niya, hindi siya nangangaliwa, wala siyang sino man na sinasaktan pa. Naalala ko tuloy yung story no na yung isang way 2009 when I first arrived here. I think nakwento ko na maraming beses yon. We were invited to sa kainan. Tapos all of a sudden yung pala it's a Bible study. Nung una sabi niya sa akin, saan ka ba mapupunta bro? Sa impyerno o sa langit? Yun una niya sa, pag mamamatay ka ngayon, sabi ko, ayoko mamatay ngayon. Hindi ko sakaling mamatay ka lang ngayon, saan ka pupunta? Sabi ko, syempre sa langit. Sigurado ka? Sabi ko, patatawarin ako ng Diyos. Sasagipin niya ako. Hindi. Hindi tayo nakakasiguro. Sabi niya. Kaya nga ako, iniwan ko pamilya ko para sundan lang ang Diyos. Sabi ko, ha? Di ba sinabi doon, leave everything behind and follow me? Sabi ko, bro, literal ka? Literal ka talaga? Iniwan mo pamilya mo? Oo, may asawa at anak ko. Iniwan ko sila para lang sa Diyos. Sabi ko, sige, bye-bye. Uwi na ako. So, yun yung mga nangyayari sa buhay. We need to be careful. Don't get me wrong. We need to read the Bible. We need to understand who Jesus is. We need to know the truth. Because maybe we don't know if we're really doing the life that God has presented to us, gave to us. But the thing is, it should be reflected to our life. You need to be authentic. Hindi yung sa salita lang tayo lahat, kundi buhay natin. Buhay mismo. Your life should be the loudest than your voice. You need to be authentic. Tell the person beside you, you need to be authentic. And if you want to change the world, sino dito gusto magbago ang mundo? Sakit sa ulo, no? But if you want to change the world, you need to start in you. If you want to become a world changer, you must change the inner world that you have in yourself. Your life should be the reflection of your inner self. Who you are from the inside should reflect the life that you show to the world. This requires a brutal honesty. Kasi minsan, marami sa atin na nabubuhay lang sa kasinungalingan. Why? Ask me why. Kasi they have a deep need of acceptance. Na kailangan tanggapin sila ng mundo. And that's the reason why they wear this mask to maintain this certain appearance to be accepted by other people. To be accepted by their friends. Para natatakot kasi sila na mawalan ng mga mahal nila sa buhay. But there's a grave danger in that. If you don't watch it, you will believe with your mask. Maniniwala ka na kung sa you already believe in your own lies. Maniniwala ka na doon sa kasalanan mo, you become blinded by your sin. Yung kasalanan na paulit-ulit mong ginagawa, nagiging normal na sa'yo. Yung kasinungalingan na lagi mong sinasabi sa sarili mo, nagiging katotohanan na para sa'yo. Naniniwala ka na sa sarili mong kasinungalingan. So you have to be careful on that. You have to be careful on that. Tulad ng kinuwento ko sa inyo kanina, na yung iniwan niya yung pamilya niya, literally, just to preach the word of God, hindi niya nakita doon that God is telling us that your first ministry is your own family. Your first ministry is your family. If you don't love your family, then you are not loving me. That's what Jesus tells us. Amen? So kailangan mong baguhin ang sarili natin. Minsan, masakit talaga tanggapin ang katotohanan. Tama? Masakit, uncomfortable, pero we need to do that. To solve your problem, this is my recommendation. Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. Daily examine. It's a 500-year-old Catholic tradition designed by St. Ignatius of Loyola. I'll give you a very, very, very simple explanation about this daily examen. So, kung sakali man na meron kayong hindi pa rin maintindihan, let's speak on it. Pag-usapan natin ulit later on. Daily examen. Okay? You need to do this twice a day. So, ibig sabihin in the morning and the evening, 5 to 10 minutes of your time to meet God in your prayer. So, first step is gratitude. Can we all say gratitude? Ano ba yung intindi natin sa gratitude? Yung magpasalamat tayo sa Diyos sa mga blessings na tinatanggap natin, right? Dito sa daily examen, it's telling us not only thanking God for the blessing that you have received, but also asking God to give you this divine insight on what you should thankful for. Minsan kasi may mga blessings tayo sa ating sarili na hindi natin kayang lapatan ng mga salita. Na hindi natin kayang sabihin sa Diyos na, Lord, salamat po sa yun na yun, Lord. Minsan hindi natin alam. So, you need to ask the Lord for this divine insight to tell Him, Lord, thank you very much for all these things. Give me this words that express what I'm thankful for everything. So nagawa mong sabihin lahat ng blessing mo, pero may mga blessing kang tinatanggap na hindi mo kayang lagyan ng salita. So you need to ask God for that. So that's the first one. So gratitude. So step number two is discernment. Can we all say that? Dito si tinatanong natin si Lord, how are you working in my life? Paano ka kumikilos sa buhay ko? We need to be aware how God wants us to be part of His bigger plan. We need to know how we can cooperate with God's plan. Kasi minsan, sa discernment natin, sasabihin ni Lord, gusto ko sana gantong gawin mo. I call you to this role. Accept this role. Biglang sasabihin mo, Lord, wag na lang yan. Iba na lang. Ba't ako? Diba? Nagiging panihigay ka na naman. Ang sasagot sa'yo ni Lord, bakit nga ba hindi ikaw? May nakita ako sa'yo na kaya mong gawin, pero bakit hindi mo nakikita sa sarili mo? Di ba? We need to ask God how we can cooperate with His God's plan. Because we all know that His plan is bigger and more grander than our plan. Diba? So yun, we need to ask those discernment. So in order for us, for example, if you are going through a problem right now, except for this COVID-19, you have your own problem right now, you can ask God, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this trials and difficulties? Kasi minsan, hindi natin alam kung bakit natin kailangan pagdaanan yung mga problema. Maybe, God is trying to form something in your life. Maybe God is trying to form more patience. Hindi ka pa kasi masyadong mapasensyoso. Hindi ka pa mapasensyosa. Mabilis ka pa rin pumitik pag mayroong isang sitwasyon na hindi mo kontrolado. Maybe God is trying to do that in your life. Maybe God is forming something in you to become selfless. Kasi minsan nagiging madamot ka pa din. Hindi lang natin napapansin. Maybe God is trying to teach us and to form something in us, something great in us. So, kailangan nating tanungin sa Diyos yun. We need to discern that. And step number three is surrender. Can we all repeat that? Surrender. Yung surrender, there's two steps. Simultaneous to. Parang alam mo yun, two steps in one go. Alam na ng mga dance ministry yan. Di ba? Kaya minsan mahirap sumayaw eh. Kasi two steps in one yung ginagawa eh. So, eto yun. Sa surrender, there's two steps. Now, first step is being aware about your weakness. Alam mo dapat yung kahinaan mo. Alam mo yung mga bagay na kung saan ka mahina. So, yung step number two is you drown yourself in God's mercy. Na alam mo na patatawarin ka ng Diyos. Alam mo na mahal ka ng Diyos. It's not just moralistic for us for self-perfection. It's actually an exercise. It's checking that what you have done wrong and feeling guilty about it. Repenting from sin. Can we show the next slide? Repenting from sin and thanking God for His forgiveness at the same breath. At the same breath, sa isang hininga lang. Humingi ka ng kapatawaran and at the same time, thanking the Lord for His forgiveness, for His mercy. Amen? Allowing the Holy Spirit to heal your brokenness and at the same time, thanking God for His embrace. Thanking God for His mercy. So that's the first, you need to start that in your life, the first three steps to deepen your faith and your life with God. And this will make your life more inspiring. Amen? Amen. So inspire instead of condemning. Inspire instead of condemning. When you live an inspiring life, you become a world changer. The world needs more world changer. Tell the person beside you, be a world changer. Kasi kailangan tayo ng mundo. God wants us to become a world changer. Can I invite everyone to stand? John the Baptist reminds us of another person in life. Siguro familiar kayo, Saint Francis of Assisi. Kung nakilala niyo siya. 800 years ago, this young man preached, but his life spoke louder than his word. And it's so loud, millions today love God more because of him. Because of his life. Sa family natin, minsan, ako, aminado ako, I came from a broken family. My father left us, tapos na kami lahat, iniwang kami, at pinagpalit kami sa isang mas batang pamilya. Unfortunately. But you know what? Naalala ko lang, kung babalikan ko lang din yung mga pangaral niya sa akin. Sabi niya sa akin, huwag kang manini, Galileo. Huwag kang iinom. Huwag kang magbibisyo. Pero araw-araw kong nakikita, nag-iinom, sigarilyo, maraming bisyo. Anong mas tumatak sa akin? Hindi yung sinabi niya, kundi yung buhay na pinapakita niya sa akin. When I see others' people's lives, I saw this family from afar. Hindi ko sila madalas nakakausap. We don't speak very much. Wala kaming communication. But I love the way they live their life. At yun ang tumatak sa buhay ko. At yun ang tumatak sa puso ko. Sabi ko, sila ang gagayahin ko. Gusto ko yung magkaroon ako ng pamilya na mahal namin ng bawat isa. Gusto ko yung isang pamilya na hindi man ganung kayaman, pero maraming taong natutulungan. Yun yung buhay na pinangarap ko. Brothers and sisters, sa buhay natin, ganun din dapat. We may know the Word of God from cover to cover. But Jesus said, yes, I am the truth and I am the life. But the underlying message there is that only, not only in your words, but also in your own life. Your life should speak louder than your words. Focus on what is good in you. God created each and every one of us good. That's what I believe. No one here. Nung pinanganak sila, masama na ugali. Wala pong ganyang klase ng bata. They become who they are today because of their circumstances in life. Naging mataray sila, naging maramot sila, naging matigas ang ulo sila because of their circumstances in life. But the truth is, you are good. Your original design, you are good. And what you focus every single day grows. If you believe that you are good, focus every single day that you are good. Start watering those goodness in your life. Focus on that goodness that God implanted in your heart. One of my favorite quotes from Dean Pax Lapid and Obed Gavrilias, aspire to inspire before you expire. Alam mo yung huwag mo nang hintayin na huli ng lahat before you can inspire people around you. Because there is goodness in you. And I want you to focus on that. Baka nakakalimutan mo lang na mabait ka. Baka nakakalimutan mo lang na generous ka. Baka nakakalimutan mo lang na mapagmahal ka. You can unlearn all those bad memories in your life and start relearning again the real you, how God created you. I invite everyone to close their eyes, bow down their heads, and pray to the Lord our God. Ask the Lord for a very inspiring life. And whatever trials and difficulties that you are experiencing right now, that you are almost at the edge of your life, that you are almost at the edge of the string of your patience, that you are almost at the edge of giving up in your life, always remember, God will not allow those trials and difficulties in your life if He Himself is not believing in your own strength. What is waiting for us is to seek guidance from Him and seek His strength for us to overcome this trial. Because no matter how strong you are, at the end of the day, mararamdaman mo na manghihina ka rin sa dami ng problema mo, manghihina ka rin sa dami ng pinagdadaanan mo. But if you know God, if you knew that you have a strong God, if you knew that you have a bigger God, bigger than your problem, no problem is bigger than your God. And you have to believe in that, brothers and sisters. And have faith. God is working already in your life. God is already preparing that great things in your life. Believe and have faith. Pray, always pray, and always remember that God created you good, good and remain loving no matter what in your life. Amen. We will continue to bless people around us, O Lord Jesus. And we will continue to trust you, Lord, no matter what.
He has delivered me from all fear.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for believing in us. For forgiving us. As we glorify your name and we pray, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was the beginning, is now and never shall be, a world without end. Amen and amen. So, are you blessed, brothers and sisters? Can I invite everyone to stand? Even though with that news, I believe you have a reason for you to celebrate, right? You have a reason to celebrate. And ito po, sayang, yung ano natin, talk natin, talk number 4 is Provinciano, pero we will try to update the talk series. Please continue, if you want to continue, yung talk number 3 and talk number 4, nasa Light Fam po yan, and also in YouTube, it's available. So, kung gusto nyo ipagpatuloy, kasi po, by April 17, we will be adjusting our talk in accordance to the Philippines. So, during the time na wala tayong feast, just continue watching. And if you have a house or flat na pwede kayong mag-feast doon, you can have a feast light. Just approach us that you want to have a feast light, and we will provide you the video for the talk. Okay? So yun lang po, and we will give you the guidelines. Are you blessed, brothers and sisters? Amen. Let's all celebrate the blessings in life, because God will continue to bless each and every one of us. Again, after this feast, marami pa kayong pwede pang i-bless. Hindi lang tao dito, kundi yung mga taong nagmamahal sa inyo at mamahalin nyo pa sa buhay nyo. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's all celebrate!
Jesus, living for your name, never be ashamed of you.
Whoa, oh, oh.
Our praise and all we are today.
Take it all, take it all.
Jesus, we're living for your name, we'll never be ashamed of you.
Whoa, oh, oh.
Our praise and all we are today.
God bless you, brothers and sisters.